Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Well, it looks like old man winter is about to throw another temper tantrum. There's a winter storm watch from late Tuesday through Wednesday for a large part of the state, with the potential for some significant snow, sleet, and ice. Yet one of these days, it will be spring and time to get to work in the lawns and gardens. Joining us now for Dakota Midday's semi-regular gardening segment is Norm Evers of Norm's Greenhouse and Nursery in Aurora. Norm was also the longtime manager of McCrory Gardens in Brookings. Norm, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Good to be here, Carl.
And if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 800-524-3604, or you can send an email to midday@sdpb.org. I'm also on Twitter at CarlSDPB. Well, Norm, how hard was the Brookings area hit last week by the snow and ice?
Well, actually, we had about starting a week ago Saturday, we started getting some drizzle and snain, freezing rain, but nothing stuck to the trees. And so we didn't have any ice breakage in this area at all from accumulation. And then it turned to snow later, a couple days later, and we ended up with about 9 inches of good moisture. We welcome every bit of that moisture, and it's been great. The frost's coming out of the ground before that, and most of this moisture is going to go down, so we'll be thankful for it later.
So you know, if we get some more this week, this will also be beneficial?
Oh, yeah. All the creeks are still low. There's no water in them. And normally this time of the year, a lot of the lowland creeks are flooding. There's not going to be any of that this year unless we get a significant large amount and it thaws rapidly. We were so dry going into the winter and early spring that we never thought we'd ever catch up, but this has been very, very, very beneficial.
Now, the trees that were damaged by the ice storms, especially all those around Sioux Falls, is there any special care that people should take into account as they're cleaning up those trees and trimming them?
Well, the thing to remember, when you're cleaning up a tree that's been broken partially, branches have been broken off, you don't have to cut the whole tree down. You can head the branches broke all the way back towards the trunk if necessary, but don't cut close to the trunk. In other words, no flesh cuts. Cut out where the collar is coming from the trunk. But otherwise, most of those trees that have broke a few branches off, they'll recover fine. It's not the first time this happened, and it happens in windstorms. It happens periodically throughout the year. There are some trees that had some obvious decay in them, and they split apart or broke down. Of course, they have to be removed. But otherwise, it's just cut back to a good, healthy branch, and they should be fine.
So a tree losing those large, healthy branches, they don't harm the health of a tree?
No, the tree will recover. I've seen a lot of storm-damaged trees in my day where maybe a third of the crown has been broken out in the windstorm. And if you look at those trees today, you never know what happened. So it takes a little knowledge of where to make the right pruning cuts when you trim off those branches. You don't want to leave big stumps sticking out there. You want to cut back to a side branch and so on. And don't do any treatment to that wound. Just let it heal by itself. Trees are remarkable in their ability to recover from damage like this.
Got a question from a listener wondering what should gardeners be doing these days given the unusually cool weather? Is it dangerous to clear away debris from last season at this point?
Well, I'm one of those that I don't think it's a good idea to remove your mulch until the plants are emerging, and you can do more damage than good by doing that. I have a very large bed of tulips and daffodils that I planted, year ago last fall, so they were blooming last spring, and then, of course, overwintered this winter. And they're up about 6 inches, and they look great. This snow and cold, that will not hurt them. Perennials that overwinter outside, they emerge according to temperature and weather. And very seldom do they get damaged by snow or anything. The worst thing you can do is remove the snow from them and cover from them. Leave the snow be, leave it melt naturally, and the worst thing you do is put plastic over them to protect them. Just leave them be. They're perennials. They're hardy. And if they, and they're merging now, that's fine. That's going to hurt them a bit this weather.
Here's another question. I transplanted some hosta last summer, and I'm not seeing any signs they're coming back yet. Is it too early to expect this kind of shady place plant to be showing up?
Yes, that's correct. Hostas are warm season plant. Same with lilies, the true lilies. They won't be up yet for a while. They have to have ground temperatures up there in the 55, 60-degree range, and they aren't there yet. You're only having the cool season bulbs emerging now and cool season perennials. They're the only ones that are active right now.
Almost sounds like just a lot of these things, leave them alone.
We got spoiled last year.
Yeah.
We've only had, I just looked at my calendar, I keep weather data here at Aurora, and we've only had 3 days above 50 this month. And last month we only had four. And the majority of days are below 40, and the nights are in the mid to upper 20s. We haven't had one night that it hasn't froze this winter or early spring. So, you know, it's still, we're still in a dormant period for most part. The trees, for example, the maples are the first to come out usually. There's magnolias ahead of them, and rhododendron above them, and forsythia above them. Last year, forsythia bloomed March 20th. And this year, the buds aren't even swelling yet. And it's a month later. I've kept record of the bloom dates, and meadowlark forsythia is considered the hard burner of spring. And it's bloomed as early as, like, last year, March 20th, and as late as the first week of May. And I predict that you aren't going to see flowers till the first week of May this year.
Is that...
at least here in this area. I don't know how the Sioux Falls or Yankton area is. They're a little further ahead than we are. But the trees, for example, the sugar maples, the red maples, they're the first to come out with their flowers, and they're not showing much activity yet. There's a little bud swell. That's about it. Magnolias were blooming last year. Rhododendrons were blooming last year, and their buds are still tight.
Now, of course, year after year, I mean, the season isn't always the same. Spring starts earlier, starts
right.
Later. Is this, you know, are we kind of behind in some ways?
Well,
but is this, it's not unusual.
No, it's not unusual. Let's say, below average. But if you look over the years going back, I can remember in the 70s, I don't know if you can remember that far back, in the 70s, we had late springs every year, and it was very unusual for anybody to get out in the yards until May, and we may see that this year. But the average bloom date on meadowlark forsythia, which is a good indicator, is April 15th. That's like today. That's the average bloom date, and this year is going to be 2 weeks later at least.
Here's another question from a listener about heuchera. Is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah.
Some of my heuchera really never went completely dormant during the winter. They're not greening up pretty energetically. Is there any kind of special care they'll need, like fertilizer, to make sure they have a healthy growing season?
No. Most of those plants like that go into the winter with, let's say, some green leaves at the base, at the crown. And that's normal. Those leaves are green all winter underneath the snow or debris. And that's the first thing you see in the spring. And that doesn't mean necessarily they're growing. And I don't think it's a good idea to put fertilizer on them on anything this time of the year. Because the last thing you want to do is, if you got the plant in a microclimate where it has started growth, you don't want to push that growth because, you know, our average last frost here in this area is May 20th, and that's a long ways off. And you don't want things pushing up too far ahead of that.
We've got about a minute left here, but I'm wondering, Norma, if there are certain questions that you're hearing from customers at your place.
Well, yeah, the biggest question is, when can I plant? But, well, as they say, you can't plant until you can bend down and sit on the ground with a bare butt. But that's when the ground's warm enough. The ground temperature is plenty cold yet, and it has to get up there in the 50, 60-degree range before you should put anything in. Although you can stick some lettuce in, you can stick some cool crops like that in, the seed will lay there until it's warm enough and germinate. And that seed only takes 2 days to germinate. And if you got warm weather in those 2 days, it'll be up real quick. And it can take a little frost, too. But I would be a little careful about putting anything else out yet, particularly stuff that's been forced in greenhouses and that's soft. And you get that outside, and it's history, because it's lost its any hardiness it has, and it's in its active growing stage. And they'll get hurt by just a light frost. So be careful in that kind of stuff. If you buy plants now and want to get started, acclimatize them slowly. In other words, take them in at night out of the cold and leave them out in the daytime, even if the temperature is only in the 40s. That helps acclimatize them to the cold conditions.
All right, Norm, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on Dakota Midday, and we'll talk a few weeks from now again.
Thank you, Carl.
That's Norm Evers of Norm's Greenhouse and Nursery in Aurora. He's a frequent guest on Dakota Midday's semi-regular lawn and garden segment, heard every other Monday during the gardening and growing season. And that's it for this edition of Dakota Midday. Thanks to all of our guests on today's show. Stephen Zwemke is the producer. We had help from Owen DeYoung today. Coming up on tomorrow's program, we're scheduled to talk with Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther, along with a USD professor who's teaching in Botswana next year. That's tomorrow at noon Central, 11 Mountain, right here on SDPB Radio. I'm Carl Gerke. Stay tuned. Talk of the Nation is coming up next.